The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's the Dave Draper.
I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm furious.
Why?
I can't pronounce his last name, but I can't believe that not only did you wander into someone else's Facebook group and act like a big man, but then Rock actually apologized to you. Listen, apparently you're listening to the show. I don't know why. But Barack, you are like Frodo. You apologize to no one.
Stop.
Especially not this big shot, phony butt.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a Disney park thing. No, it wasn't. In fact, unless your Walmart... ironically, it's your Walmart I found them at.
Make one fucking mistake.
Like, apparently your Walmart is now the new Disney World. Because I found those stupid, crappy golden figures.
Yeah, I saw your post today.
Yeah.
Best friend, fucking jerk.
I'm the jerk. I'm the one barging in. Oh, I'm an expert.
Hey, I'm the one who admitted, you know what, I made a mistake.
Yeah, after you got pointed out that you made a mistake.
I noticed the mistake.
What were you
going to
do, double down?
No, I'm not going to double down. I'm not one of those dicks. I understand when I make a mistake. I admit it. That's how I managed to stay employed for so long at most of my employers. I admit my mistakes instead of trying to push them off on other people or hide them. Why do you think I ended up at Toys R Us for almost 11 years?
Except for poor Rock. Let him take the fall. Let him take the heat. You did nothing wrong. Rock did nothing wrong.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm happy I remembered that because it's been a big day.
Good God.
It's been a very long day. I've been up since like 4.
Why?
Because I waste a lot of time in the morning.
Because of Wet Fart Friday?
Because of Wet Fart Friday.
People are like, what is happening to this podcast?
I know. We'll get to Wet Fart Friday.
Yeah. Disney's working on another live-action Inspector Gadget movie.
Yay. Well, I mean, you like Disney and you like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, but let's face it. The Matthew Broderick original was... Wasn't that great? And then the sequel, the direct-to-video crap, was even worse.
With the guy from Third Rock.
And
Clamato ads.
I don't know, man. Although the McDonald's toy they released for Inspector Gadget was nice, but...
It feels like one of those things that worked best in a cartoon.
Yeah.
Plus, Don Adams is irreplaceable.
I agree.
He's one of those guys you can't.
Missed it by that much. I don't do a good Don Adams, but it's pretty close.
No.
As close as I can get. Like, I don't understand why Disney? Why? Nobody's asking.
Money.
Nobody's asking for an Inspector Gadget.
Them Marvel movies are starting to run thin.
Warner Brothers wants to go back to the Hunger Games real bad.
Money.
DC
movies is starting to run thin.
Because it turns out that Suzanne Collins is actually writing a prequel novel.
Money.
Called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Money.
Which shows up...
And by the way, that worked out well. I guess Rowling did make a few more billion dollars after her terrible prequel.
Yes.
Or actually, it was a sequel.
Yeah.
And prequels. Money.
Yeah. The Ballad of the Songbirds and Snakes is set 64 years before the events of the Hunger Games, and the story focuses on the events of the 10th Hunger Games, as Panem is still recovering from the war that happened 10 years before. The story will begin on the morning of the reaping of the 10th annual Hunger Games.
That's relatively smart, because it's far enough in the past that, nobody's set in stone. Like, all these characters, anything can happen to them. At the same time, you know that nothing too big is going to happen because the Hunger Games books take place.
Yeah.
It's one of the problems with prequels.
I agree. May 19th, 2020 is when that book will hit shelves.
I was distracted by a picture of Wolverine.
Oh,
and the track. Wait.
I want
you to click on stuff.
No, don't click. I'm not clicking on those. Those but take you.
What happened to Kelsey Grammer?
Oh, who knows?
What happened to Ant-Man 3?
Who knows? None of that stuff is actually legit. It takes you to these weird sites. HBO Max, which is HBO's new streaming service they're working on, has announced a deal that they've announced 5 new seasons of Sesame Street that will be on HBO Max, as well as 4 spinoff shows and more.
Now, this eventually gets onto PBS, right? That's part of the deal?
Yes.
Because that was one of the things that always bugged me. Yep. I don't want Sesame Street to be something that only rich kids can have.
On top of the 5 new seasons, each year we'll see an annual Sesame Street special, which kicks off with the monster at the end of the show, which is an animated take on the monster at the end of this book.
Which is one of my favorite books as a kid.
With Grover.
There
will also be brand new Sesame Street programming coming. 4 spinoffs, which one of them is a late night talk show called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't have any kids on that one.
One of the animated shows will be a show called Mecha Builders, which will feature the characters from Sesame Street in a robot animation style, whatever the hell that means.
I don't know.
And the other one will be an animated series named Esme and Roy. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. I haven't followed that show for 43 years.
HBO Max will also have a special Sesame Street hub that will be full on demand Sesame Street content, including new stuff and episodes and segments from the show's 50-year history. I'm surprised they just don't put all the episodes on there. I mean, 50 years of episodes, just put them up there. Anyway.
I don't know why. That was one of the things that bugged me when Disney was announcing all the stuff they're putting on Disney Plus, and everyone got all excited.
Right.
I mean, you realize, like they can literally put anything on there. If there's not something on Disney Plus, it's because Disney chose to withhold it from you.
Yeah.
So instead of going, yay, we got Darkwing Duck, it should be like, well, why didn't we get this?
Right.
Like, there's no reason not to put, as far as I know, I mean, there might be some kind of technical bandwidth, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
Science, witchcraft, nonsense. But otherwise, there's no reason to not have, the Davy Crockett series.
True.
Or the Mouseketeers.
True,
or,
true.
You know, all,
which like again,
MASH, or, you know, all the stuff again, in Fox.
Maybe stuff that they eventually put out eventually.
I think they're going to screw, I think they're going to be like Netflix and screw around and have, like a combination of Netflix and their DVD releases.
Right.
Where it's like, well, this goes off, but this comes on.
Right, right, right.
So now you want to stick around. It's like, yeah.
I don't think Disney will take anything off.
I think they'll take stuff off. I think they'll play around with it. Yeah. I think they'll jerk. And are we going to talk about, like, because one of the reports going around is all that original content that they're making, how much it costs?
Oh, yeah. It's millions and millions and millions.
$25 million an episode.
Is what Mandalorian is costing.
I think that's what all of them are. I think that's the baseline for all that stuff, the Marvel stuff and the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's like, why did you even buy Fox if you're not, like, if you're making your own TV shows?
Yeah, it's nuts. For anyone that lives close to The Void, which is a virtual reality experience, which is, I highly recommend. Carrie and I did it on our trip to Vegas a couple years ago, and it was pretty remarkable. It's an all-immersive virtual reality experience where you actually have props that you can interact with in the physical world as well as in the virtual world. So you grab a gun, you see yourself grab a gun in the virtual world. You can pick it up and feel it in your hands and fire it. And it's a very interesting concept.
Plug it into your nervous system?
No, but the guns, like the Star Wars one, you had to find this rack of guns and then you each picked off a gun from the rack. And you actually, they were almost like battery-powered guns, so when you squeeze the trigger, you could feel the recoil on them.
Oh, okay, okay. So there was an actual physical.
But you have, like, haptic vests on, and you have gloves, and the full sensory helmet. So, like, you get shot, you feel it. Like, it's kind of neat. So they've done Star Wars. There's a Ghostbusters one. There's Wreck-It Ralph. There's a horror one, which they've done, which is their own IP. And now they've teamed up with Marvel Studios to bring the Marvel Cinematic Universe to life with a special, little special void experience called Avengers Damage Control, where you actually get to team up with Earth's Mightiest Heroes. And basically what happens is you are recruited by Shuri, which is played by Letitia Wright from Black Panther. And she basically puts you inside of a Wakanda Stark Industries Iron Man suit, and you get to team up with Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, and the Wasp to fight a sinister battle. So it's pretty interesting. A neat little idea. But, of course, we'll have Benedict Cumberbatch, Paul Rudd, and Evangeline Lilly back in their roles, which is kind of cool. So it's kind of a neat idea that they're available now. So if you live near a Void Experience, which here in the States, they are located at several different locations in the States. Anaheim, California, Glendale, San Francisco, Santa Monica, Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Las Vegas, Nevada, Minneapolis, Minnesota, New York, Plano, Texas, and Washington, D.C., Canada. You've got Edmonton, Alberta, Mississauga, Ontario, and Toronto, Ontario. You've got one in Malaysia, in Genting, and the United Arab Emirates, in Dubai. So there's some choice. I'm surprised they haven't built one in Chicago yet. That's strange to me that Chicago doesn't have one.
Probably copped an attitude when they tried to like buy the property.
No, it's an empty parking lot. You can't have it.
It's an empty rotting warehouse. Stop trying to gentrify our crumbling city.
Turns out that did we get to talk about Spider-Man coming back to the MCU last week?
I don't know that we did.
I think that happened.
I think that happened literally the day after. Yeah.
So they made an announcement.
Spoiler alert: Spider-Man's coming back.
Yeah. Sony and Marvel made an announcement that they have come to an agreement to do one more Spider-Man movie under the Marvel Cinematic Universe banner. One more appearance for Spider-Man in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film outside of the Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
As well as there's a lot of rumors, but there's no definite information that they'll also be able to tie Venom and Morbius and those into the MCU as well.
Yeah, I mean,
the way I heard it is
Sony kind of... Now, I don't know if this is official, so take this with a grain of salt. But the way I heard it is that what Sony wanted was to be able to put Spider-Man in these movies so that, you know, like, you think that they're part of the MCU.
Right.
And that Marvel has kind of allowed them, is going to let them do that. Like supposedly, Holland filmed a cameo in Venom. But he was just like a guy walking down the street or something.
Right.
Like, they never called him Peter. He never wore a costume.
Right.
But it was just supposed to be, hey, look, it's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You know, to trick the fans. And Marvel said no.
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, now Marvel's not going to say no to that going forward.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad that they made the deal.
Well, I want to see them wrap this trilogy up.
I want to see them wrap up the friggin' cliffhanger.
Yeah, because you knew Sony wasn't going to be able to do that on their own.
Well, and that was something else I heard from the same source, was that maybe that was deliberate. That like Feige deliberately, they deliberately ended that on this big cliffhanger so that Sony was
them into a corner.
Yeah, like couldn't really do anything. I mean, they could, but then the fans would be like, "Well, what happened to the thing? You know, what happened?" They can't deal with that.
Well, it turns out with all that, there's a Hollywood Reporter is saying that Tom Holland actually played a major role in keeping Spider-Man in the MCU for now. Apparently, sources are saying that Holland made multiple appeals to both Disney chairman and CEO Bob Iger and Sony film chairman Tom Rothman to reach a resolution, which they announced on the 27th of September. So Tom has, a little bit of sway because, well, the biggest actor in one of your most popular movies, Sony, you're probably going to listen to him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And they can make life... And he's also cast as Nathan Drake for Sony's Uncharted movies.
Yes.
So he's basically a guy... And I remember when the story first broke about like the deal falling through, like supposedly he unfriended or he un-whatevered Sony on Twitter.
Yeah.
Unfollowed.
Yeah, yeah.
So... I think that was my point. You don't really want to poke him with a stick.
Right. And Disney will be earning their 25% of net gross on a third Spider-Man movie, as well as chipping in 25% of the budget, which is what they wanted to begin with.
Yeah.
So they actually ultimately got what they wanted. I don't know. Some people are happy. Some people are pissed because they were hoping that without Marvel, that Spider-Man could get a movie burdened without tie-ins. And
look, I believe I said I kind of want this third film. Like, I kind of like the idea of Kraven being from Wakanda. I think that's a cool idea. But he doesn't have to be, you know, like, I don't know that you have to have Shuri or Black Panther in the film.
Right.
I think it's time for Peter to kind of come into his own.
I agree.
And be his own hero. And that I thought that was kind of what they were setting up with the second one, was that he was supposed to be stepping up into Iron Man's place.
Right.
Not being Captain Marvel's sidekick now.
Right.
Like, And it was one of those things, like, I liked it in the first film. I was fine with it in the first film.
Yes.
I was okay with the second film. I do hope that the villain isn't somebody that's related to Tony Stark. Like, they don't take a Spider-Man villain and make him... I mean, it was clever how they did that with Mysterio. It was one of those things, like, it was a good way to do Mysterio, but it still rubbed me the wrong way a little bit because it was a kind of a repeat of what they'd done in the first film.
Right.
Kind of. So, I'm eager for him to be his own character.
Yeah.
Be his own man.
Walt Disney announced that they're working on 4 new animated movies with filmmakers of color. They're very, very much about diversity right now, which is wonderful. But the directors of the next Disney animated movies include Blindspotting director Carlos Lopez Estrada, as well as Susie Yonese, who directed Unlovable and Dear Lemon Lima. And Disney veterans Jose Trinidad and Mark Smith. They'll all be theatrical releases. The new Disney Animation Chief Creative Officer Jennifer Lee, who stepped in after what's his face from Pixar?
Lassiter?
Yes, thank you. The name escaped me.
John That's Lassiter.
Okay. I wanted to Disney say Katzenberg.
Not, clearly Disney's not your thing.
I just couldn't. It was on the tip of my tongue. Sure. It's been a long day for me too, damn it. When Lassiter stepped down, she stepped in to fill his shoes. They've also announced that they're looking to do another hand-drawn animated film because the last one they did was Princess and the Frog. So.
Yeah.
That
might get my interest.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I love their CGI stuff. I think it's great.
It's fine.
I'd like to see a new...
Well, that's one of those, like, we're old nerds where it's like, you know, I would like to see them do it the way that they did.
Right.
It's a tradition. It's tradition. You know, and that's why, like, you know, even though I'm not a huge Disney guy, if they did another hand-drawn film, I would probably go to see it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I would be curious.
Yeah. Sadly, it's a beginning to be a lost art form now.
Beginning.
For anyone in European conventions, the Marvel European convention exclusive is none other than a classic 80 years Marvel Legends Deadpool in great homage packaging to the original Toy Biz, Deadpool. I love that he comes with a katana and another katana.
That's cute.
It is pretty cute. Again, it's a nice classic Toy Biz-esque Deadpool with all the weapons and everything. So
It's
kind of neat looking. I don't know. Have we ever gotten a Deadpool in that coloring before?
Red and black?
Well, but I mean this style.
I don't think...
This more classic 90s comic book
I can't,
outfit style.
I can't say for certain. I don't have one.
Yeah.
I think all the Deadpools they've done so far have been modern to the era that they were released.
Because that's definitely a lie-filled Deadpool, because he has so many pouches.
So many pouches.
So many pouches.
I think they probably just slap pouches on the classic. And the eyes, I think, are a little different than the modern version. Yeah, he definitely is a 90s version that I don't think we've gotten yet.
No. Very nice looking, though.
Not
a figure Dave's very interested in, but...
I'm not super... I mean, if it was just something I could buy at the store, I might pick him up.
It looks like, in addition, limited quantities of the item may be available in stores and online globally, including HasbroPulse.com, beginning November 4th of this year.
Yeah, but I mean like a real store.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But, we'll see.
I want to get that... The one that I want is that gray version of the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. NECA's Halloween 3 Season of the Witch figures have finally gotten a release date. They'll be shipping January 2020.
Well, they're already up for order on Big Bad.
Mm-hmm. The three figures of the Pumpkin, the Witch, and the Skeleton come with two interchangeable heads, the costumes from the movie. They also come with trick-or-treat bags and a TV and alternate heads of the regular masks and then the activated masks where all the bugs are crawling out of the heads.
Yeah.
So, very cool. Are you buying those? I know you were kind of interested.
I was going to. They're up for pre-order and I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like your enthusiasm wanes over
I know.
7 or 8 months.
It's the best Halloween movie, honestly, is Halloween 3. I'm serious. It is.
I think you're insane, but I do enjoy...
I think it's the strongest of any of them.
I think what it is an entertaining movie and an interesting movie.
Yes.
I don't know that it's the best Halloween movie, because also it's like the weirdest.
Yes, it is. It's very odd.
Which is what I love about it.
Yes.
Like and it's like it's one of those things. It's like weirdly iconic, even though nobody seems to like it.
Yeah.
Except for you and me.
Yeah.
I still think the first one's probably the best Halloween movie.
Yeah.
But this one's an interesting, just a fascinating movie.
I wonder if the TV will have like a little flicker screen.
Oh, that'd be neat.
That'd be neat.
That'd be neat.
Happy, happy Halloween, 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 Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
It's time.
Oh, my God.
It's time.
It's just iconic. Oh, it does. The TV set will have a lenticular effect. As I read down farther, it will have a lenticular effect.
Honest to God, if I buy that set, it's probably going to be for the TV alone.
Yeah. New York Comic Con's going on right now, and NECA showed off a number of new items in their booth. One of the new turtle things was they showed off the Triceraton.
Oh, no.
The animated Triceraton.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And course, Leatherhead.
Well, we've seen Leatherhead. Leatherhead, they showed off at Comic Con.
Oh, no.
The animated stuff is really nice.
Oh, how do I get this?
Yeah, the Triceraton is nice.
Oh, man, I don't like he's a little too cartoony.
Well, but that's what he looked like in the animated.
Okay. I don't know what your point is.
I'm just saying, man, that's what that style is. And of course they showed off the city base with the turtles and Bebop and Rocksteady and April and Casey, and all the different foot soldiers that have been released or are going to be released. Of course there's more cartoon 2-packs coming to Target in 2020. Series 3 and 4, yeah. Which means that's probably where...
No!
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, dude.
Fudge.
That's how you're going to have to get your turtle fix, I'm afraid.
I hate them so much.
And it looks like they're going to repackage them as well. Leo and Don in one box. Bebop and Rocksteady in one box.
Dude.
Raphael and Michelangelo in a box. And 2 foot soldiers in a box. So it looks like you're going to get... some different buying options.
A second bite of the apple.
Yeah, basically.
Which is weird, because Target never does that. But
I know, right? The Conjuring Universe, they showed off the Ultimate Crooked Man, which is coming out here soon. Sure. For The Conjuring 2. Very creepy-looking figure. Trick or Treat Sam, from that great anthology film. This should show up probably before Halloween. It should start showing up in stores.
Keyword there, should.
Yeah, I know, right? But... fun figure. He's got a removable burlap sack mask that shows his demonic face underneath. The Nightbreed figures should be starting to hit here soon.
I remember that film.
Yeah. Good Wes Craven movie.
That wasn't a Wes Craven movie.
Clive Barker. Sorry, Clive Barker.
Yeah, Clive Barker.
Clive Barker.
And then, forget who played that. The bad guy was a famous horror movie director, too. I think Cronenberg.
Yes. Toonie Terrors, they're continuing on with those.
Eh.
Michael Myers and Pinhead and Leatherface and Chucky and Tiffany and both versions of Pennywise and Freddy. Notice there's no Jason.
You know, you said that a couple weeks ago, but there's like a bunch of Friday the 13th stuff at Target.
Yeah, I think it's certain stuff that they're not releasing right now. Eagle Moss, which is the company that does the mail order... build a DeLorean that you can buy that basically costs you, when it's all said and done, $2,000.
Fair enough.
Because it's like 10 bucks times 3 every month. So,
okay.
And I think it's like 150 issues or something like that to build the damn thing. They showed off their Ecto-1 at New York Comic Con. And it's beautiful. It's going to be expensive. And it's the same way. It's basically you get... a little packet in the mail 3 times a month with pieces, and that's how you build it, slowly and surely.
That does not appeal to me at all.
No. We tried to work a deal. We did some review for something of theirs, and the guy contacted me, and I never heard back from him, which is sad, but we were trying to work out a deal to get all the pieces of the DeLorean so we could show people what it entails, and it just never happened. And I was like, really? I was like, all right, well. Some WWE figures for their little magazine series, which they don't...
Yeah, they do that for... like the superheroes were their big bread and butter
for
a long time.
Some Ghostbusters.
They do Star Trek.
Yep, Star Trek Shipyards, which some of those are in Barnes & Noble. You can find some of those, like the Batmobile thing. And
I love that episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, some... no, I just mean, you know, the Batmobile I've seen there. Some Battlestar Galactica Vipers and
like old school, Galactica, new school.
Yeah, old school, new school.
And I guess we're gonna get third school.
Some aliens. You're getting the USS.
Ooh, the Sulaco.
Sulaco as a little model, as well as the derelict and the dropship.
Cheyenne dropship.
Yeah.
And Narcissus shuttle.
Yeah. Ghostbusters figure set.
Klingon Bird of Prey. Yeah,
so there's some neat stuff coming from Eagle Moss, but I warn anyone thinking of getting that Ecto, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, and it's going to take forever to build. Hot Toys, of course, is on display at New York Comic Con with some stuff that we've seen and some new stuff we haven't. Night Monkey is getting his own Hot Toys. The base is kind of cool because it's Molten Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. And, of course, Stan Lee, which we've seen. Yeah, the Guardians. Yeah, the Guardians, too.
Yeah, I wish that was the one that Target or whoever was doing
it. The new Captain America Endgame.
Yeah.
Rescue
and another Iron Man.
The Iron Man for the end game. Moon Tech War Machine. Or is that Neon Tech? I can't read that sign. It's really tiny. Mysterio, which we've seen. But again, no human head for Mysterio, which is really weird to me.
Yeah.
The new Spider-Man homemade suit from the... From the first film. Some new Star Wars, the Sith Trooper.
I think that's a Snow Trooper, isn't it?
It might be.
The red ones are Sith Troopers.
Yeah, they are. It might be. Very cool looking, though. Nice looking figures.
Captain Cody Trooper, and the... Cody. I forget what
The Mandalorian and IG-88.
IG-1300
Is it IG-1300?
Yeah, something like that. Or 1100.
Still, though. Beautiful looking figures.
It's Hot Toys. You know, the IG doesn't look that great.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it's very simplistic design. Still, though. A new Batman and Robin based on Batman Forever.
That's a film people want to remember.
Yeah, well, you know. Not bad sculpts, though, of O'Donnell and Kilmer. The Pennywise, which we've seen, which looks really good. The Cosbabies versions of Pennywise. Black Widow from Endgame.
She wasn't in Endgame. Well, was she? Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was.
She died like halfway through. So I got confused. She looks good. Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sculpt. Wow. Scarlet.
That's one of those. That's why
Hot Toys is.
Whenever we talk about Hot Toys, and I'm always kind of dismissive, it's because they are like at this point you just accept they are that good.
Yeah, and their sculptors are amazing.
Yeah, it's like looking at a picture of Scarlett Johansson.
They've nailed that perfectly. Hasbro Marvel Legends were on display, including which Dave pre-ordered an all-new Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Which comes with his little, I guess it's a briefcase?
Or, yeah, sure.
Or a chess set or something.
I don't know what that is.
And of course, Captain America shield with the Stan Lee signature in it.
Yeah.
But some of the new stuff they showed off, a new set of Fantastic Four. Another Dr. Doom. But Dr. Doom's nice.
It looks nice. It ain't nice.
That might be one of the best ones they've ever done.
Yeah, actually. I'm not going to argue with that.
She-Hulk
from the terrible, terrible Tamaki something. Yeah, run. Yeah. But it looks cool.
It looks cool. The X-Force Deadpool.
Yeah, I think they did a version of that in those two packs.
Yes, they did. But he's part of the Sunspot.
Yeah, he looks weird.
Warpath, yeah.
Thunderbird's the one that stayed dead.
And they're
he's
part
the
of,
only X-Men who stayed
they're
dead.
They're part of the Strong Guy wave.
Oh, good.
Johnny Storm.
I guess these are the new costumes.
Yeah, these are new costumes. Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic. I love the hands.
Yeah.
The hands remind me of Skin from Generation X.
Yeah.
Which I bet you if they ever make that figure.
They'll use those hands?
Uh-huh. The new thing, which is just the
whole
thing.
I assume that's a Walgreens one.
Yeah. And of course, Stan, which looks amazing.
Yes. I have a biscuit.
Did I go too fast? Here you go.
Well, don't we want to try to figure out what that is?
I want to say it's a chessboard or something.
Yeah, it looks like a chessboard.
It looks like a chessboard to me.
Well, he played chess in one of in the Avengers. He was playing chess in the park.
Yeah, yeah. So, very nice looking stuff from Marvel Legends this year.
Superheroes in New York. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Transformers, they announced the War for Cybertron Earthrise, which means we're finally getting the Autobots back to Earth. Which people were kind of wanting because the Cybertron modes were as well as some new Transformers animated stuff that they've been doing, which I don't even know where that show's on.
Nowhere. It's on nowhere.
I've never seen it aired, but I know it gets figures out the wazoo. But looks like we're getting Smokescreen, Generation Smokescreen, which is nice.
Okay.
One of those classic characters that people wanted. I'm not sure about some of these characters. I'm not familiar with. They're
what? You don't know?
Some of them I'm
guy dude.
Yeah, some of them I'm not really up to speed on my Transformers. Them. I know that they're introducing the MicroMaster bases. Let's try that again.
Bases.
With starting with Ironworks, Astrotrain is one of the characters coming out. And the cool thing is the base actually becomes a robot this time. Do you remember the old MicroMaster bases were just like Micro Machine bases almost? No. And they connected together.
I was never a big Transformers guy.
This time we actually get those bases that can actually transform into a robot. So
well, that's
Sideswipe cool. We're getting Cliff Jumper.
Of course we're getting Cliff
We're getting
Jumper.
A new Optimus Prime with trailer, Wheeljack.
There's a new Starscream that everybody's excited about. A new Starscream
that everyone's excited about. Oh my god, I can't think of what the crane's name is. Hook.
I thought that was Hoist.
Maybe it's Hoist. And Trailblazer is the other guy's name, the green guy.
Mm.
But yeah, everyone's excited about that Starscream. And I know during they had this breakfast panel for press, and during that, one of the figures they kind of hauled out to show off, while not on display, was the Headmaster portion of an upcoming Elite Titan figure, which is probably going to be Scorponok, because that's what that figure is that they showed off, was the transformed head version of Scorponok. So it looks like we will be getting another Titan in the form of Scorponok.
Cool.
As well as, of course, they had Unicron on display as we get closer to the deadline for that, which I think they're pretty close to hitting it. Mm. It looks amazing painted. Like, I don't think we saw it painted at Comic-Con, and now that we see a fully painted version, it looks remarkable. But again,
The quality of the toy was never an issue with me.
Right. It's just the price that you're just like, Jesus.
God. Well, I mean, it's the price, and it's the fact that it's not a thing that I'm...
True.
You know.
Lego announced new sets for Frozen 2. A lot of these sets look like they're going to be Lego Friends versions, which fits into what they've been doing with the princesses for a while now. Yeah.
Just to jump back, they have 7,384 out of 8,000 backers for Unicron.
Nice.
Yeah, they might pull it off.
Yeah, the sets they're releasing are Enchanted Treehouse.
Okay.
Anna's Canoe Expedition.
Okay.
Elsa's Wagon Adventure.
Okay.
Arendelle Castle Village.
Mm.
Elsa's Jewelry Box Creation. A giant Olaf, which is super creepy looking in Lego form.
They have a Yoda one, too, that's equally creepy.
Oh. Elsa's Magical Palace. Mm. So those will all be out in time for Frozen 2 in a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like, to go back to something we kind of teased in the beginning, today was the day that they released the Star Wars toys and the Frozen 2 toys.
And the Frozen 2 toys.
So.
Which apparently some of them contain spoilers that people are pissed about.
For Frozen 2?
Mm-hmm.
What, does Anna lose an arm or something?
No, which is what they did. They did the same thing when they released all the toys for Brave.
Someone gets turned into a bear in Frozen 2?
No, I'm just saying they did the same kind of thing with Brave.
I know.
People were pissed that they spoiled that part of the film.
The kids got turned into bears.
Yeah, they were like, come on! Dark Horse showed off some stuff. Luigi's Mansion 3 figure that they're working on. Okami Amaterasu from the Okami game.
Easy for you to say.
I know, right? Legend of Zelda Princess Zelda from, I believe, the most recent Zelda game on Switch. Metal Gear Solid Snake Super Deformed figure. Game of Thrones, they're doing a Jon Snow premium figure, as well as the Stark House Sigil mini sculpture, and of course, Daenerys premium figure, which they look great. But
they do look good.
Yeah.
I just wonder if anybody gives a crap about.
Yeah. Of course, The Witcher, which is going to probably be a much bigger deal when the Netflix show finally hits. But some figures based on Witch Hunt, which is the newest iteration of the game.
It's a pretty big game.
It really is. I'm surprised. I've never played it.
I haven't either. Bravest Warriors is the show that the guys who did Adventure Time.
Yep, they're working on. They also showed off an Ellie statue from Last of Us Part 2. As well as an Abe Sapien action figure based on Mignola's classic Abe Sapien artwork. Looks like you're going to get two different torsoed versions of him, one without the vest and one with the vest. Very nice looking. Oh, God, she's going to shoot him in the head.
I know, she's going to shoot Abe in the back of the head. She's mad at them fungus people.
I know, right? Damn fungus people.
Yeah, a big spaceship of some kind.
No, I'm not sure. Somebody took some really... Starcraft, it looks like. I'm not sure about the... there's a Halo ship coming out. So Dark Horse has got some statues and some interesting... They call them figures. We know all damn and well they're not going to be figures. They're going to be nice little statues to look at. Be like, look at these statues. Mm-hmm. Super 7 had a huge booth set up.
Okay.
Where they showed off some upcoming...
More statues.
No, see, this is the thing, is these, they've got their...
Well, they don't have articulation, no, so they're statues.
No, the figures.com has got their pictures messed up on this article. Like, that's supposed to be Super 7, but it's all Sideshow Premium stuff, so I don't know what they did. But I know that...
Maybe they have some kind of deal.
Yeah, Super 7 has their Turtles figures on display at New York Comic Con.
Jesus.
I know.
Everybody and their grandmother's got Turtle figures.
Yeah, I know. DC Collectibles has a bunch of...
Statues.
Yeah, a bunch of statues that are coming out. They're doing more Batman Black and White, DC Zombie stuff, which, why? And their figures, their 6-inch scale figures, it looks like.
Yeah.
Joker and Harley and Batman and the zombified Superman. And of course, statues. So many statues.
Yeah.
And then one of the big things I saw this week was Playmobil.
Playmobil.
I like to say Playmobil because that's how I always pronounce it when I was a kid. But Playmobil is doing more licensing items.
Yeah.
They're doing Scooby-Doo, so they're doing the Mystery Machine with Fred, Velma, and Daphne.
And
then Scooby and Shaggy with a ghost that can be unmasked. And it looks like Scooby might be flocked.
Ew.
Maybe?
Yeah, it does. He looks a little weird.
Yeah. They're doing all of the classic Scooby-Doo villains. It's the Witch Doctor and the Space Ghost and all the classic...
Yeah.
It looks like they all come with these little like file cards that the Mr. Machine Gang can collect. They all come with little accessories and stuff. They're pretty cute. And then they're doing Back to the Future. So they're doing the DeLorean... I couldn't say it. I couldn't get it out. The DeLorean. It looks like it comes with Marty and a skateboard, Doc in his radiation suit, a thing of plutonium with two little removable canisters of plutonium that can go into the back of the DeLorean, and Einstein.
Yeah.
And the hook from the end of the movie that you can attach.
Neat.
Yeah. It actually has the hook on the back of the car.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get that.
Yeah, the DeLorean's pretty damn neat looking. Then it looks like they were doing some other sets for like 50s... Era Doc and Marty.
Yeah, we saw those figures. Yeah.
Of course, the Ghostbusters stuff, Ghostbusters 2 should be hitting or has hit anywhere you can find Playmobil, technically.
Good luck.
Yeah. But nothing real new on that front other than they had a bunch of stuff to show off there. But the Scooby-Doo and the Back to the Future stuff was a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
It's a nice little pick-me-up at the end of the day to go, hey.
I have mixed feelings about it because Playmobil was always a little more high-minded.
Yes.
Back in the day, and to have them sort of get in on the licensing bandwagon is a little sad for me, but at the same time, I mean, they're cool licenses.
Yeah, so. They are cool licenses. So, very neat stuff. Very, very cool stuff going on. We'll have more to talk about New York Comic Con next week on the show. As well as Dave and I will give you our thoughts on Todd Joker. Phillips' The Joker film that we're going to see this evening.
About an hour.
So as long as Dave and I don't get shot in the theater.
Eh.
But you got to experience Wet Fart from, sorry, Triple Force Friday today.
In theory. Yeah, I got up super early so I could go to Target. Ugh.
There was already a line.
There was a little crowd. I don't even know if that was a line. This was the worst of all possible worlds because there was very little stuff. There was even less stuff worth getting.
Right.
But there was still just enough people interested that it just all like got gobbled up immediately.
Yeah.
None of the stores had anything. I can't say for Target because I kind of blew that off and came back later. I know none of the Walmarts had anything out.
Yeah.
Initially, like they were getting it out during the day. Meyer did kind of a half-assed job of putting a few things out.
Of course.
And then, like, when I got back to Target, I mean, there were scraps left over.
Wow.
Like, the black figures sold well. The vintage figures sold okay. Like, it seems like those got picked through. And then, like, nobody wanted
Nobody wants the 5-inch
crap. Nobody wants the 5-inch stuff. Nobody wants the lightsabers. I mean, no. Those are oriented towards kids, but... It's just weird that, like... Even with Force Awakens, I think even with Last Jedi, there were aisles of stuff.
Well, it was...
You know?
It was weird this week when I went into... I had to go to Walmart to pick some things up on my side of town. And it's weird to walk down the toy aisle and there not be a Star Wars section. Like, there wasn't a Star Wars section at all. Like, they had pulled all the Star Wars stuff out.
That's been the other two Walmarts.
Paw Patrol.
For like a month and a half. Yeah.
It was weird to go, man, there's been Star Wars stuff on a shelf continuously for the last 20 plus years.
94, now. 95.
Yeah. 95, yeah. So, like, it's been there, and now all of a sudden it's just, like, gone.
Yeah, and then, of course, like, in its place is Jumanji toys.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of sad, really.
Yeah, it's pretty
that
bad.
That Jumanji's a bigger deal
than Star Wars. Where they just reused the Rock figure that they were using from...
He's slightly different.
Is he slightly different?
He's slightly different.
Yeah, fair enough.
I may have bought some Jumanji toys.
Did you?
Well, they're giant, like, animals.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad they didn't do the rest of the cast, though.
I am too. I wanted a Danny DeVito figure.
Yeah, none of the characters got love in that, sadly.
Well, there was like a random dude with one of the animals, but I don't think he's a character from the film. I think he's just a core.
He's just a core.
Core figure that they reused.
Well, I feel sad for you. You went through all that trouble. And I mean, you got some of the stuff that you wanted.
Here's the little secret, the dirty little secret, is Big Bad had everything up last night.
Right.
So I already had everything that I really needed locked down.
Right.
Before I even left the house. This was mostly... Me just going around seeing what was out there. There were a couple of exclusives that if I could have found, which I didn't, I would have
you
got.
You grabbed.
Like the Jabba's Palace thing was supposed to be out. It wasn't.
Walmart, right?
Sure. That's the rumor. Mm. And then if I could have gotten one of those, if I could have gotten the weird carbonite version of the Mandalorian from Target, I would have. But I'm pretty sure that's what that crowd was for.
Right.
Was to get that one figure.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping they still have a Brachiosaur come Sunday. Because apparently for one day they forgot it was street dated. So stuff got sold.
Really?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh no, wait, it's street dated. Like,
it's Target for you.
Just
other
you know,
morons running.
Yeah,
Target.
But like, you know, you get told by someone, oh no, you can't buy that until Sunday, and then oh nope, we changed our mind.
Here's what I understand.
Like, thanks
is
a lot.
They don't have someone like at Toys R Us, we had people
they don't care.
Very rarely did stuff ever get out that was street dated. If it was, it got pulled quick.
Yeah. Well, they don't care.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Target is the worst. Walmart did it sometimes too, but Target is the worst. Like, even if it's not street dated, even if it's just like Target is the worst for they would get stuff in and part of the system is you scan it so that your computer system knows that you have it in stock.
Yeah.
They will forget to scan it and put it out, so when you try to buy it doesn't ring up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how lazy and uncaring they are. Like, I will never buy a new, like, if I go to Target and I see like a Lego set that I'm not familiar with, right? Hey, that's new. I won't buy it at Target because I know they put it out before the street date.
Yep.
Like, every single time.
Yep.
It's just, they don't... First of all, toys aren't their thing. They don't care. A lot of them actively hate collectors. And, you know, to be fair, we're not always the best ambassadors for our
hobby.
No,
we're not.
I mean, we're pretty decent guys, but there are some schmucks.
Yeah, there are.
That do some schmucky things that antagonize
people. Shitty people.
And I think there's a lot... I think there's still the age-old... prejudice, the age-old idea that we're ripping toys out of the hands of kids.
Which we're not,
but there's still that persistent idea.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and then you find an employee who's helpful. Hopefully I find one Sunday, because I'll bet money that stuff isn't out on the shelf.
It's going to be gone.
It'll either be not out, or it'll be gone. So, we'll see. Like, because I checked, like, the day after... It was supposed to be able to... That people were buying them. I checked Brickset, and all of a sudden everything was like... in stock again, except at Fred's. Poor Fred's. Peoria.
Poor Fred's.
The Peoria Target was actually sold out. But everywhere else, it was still in stock. So I think, because they were pretty adamant when I was there that it wasn't coming out till Sunday.
Right.
So, and I may have even helped that along by, like, letting them know, oh, there's a thing that somebody wants to buy. We don't want him to have any.
I know, right?
And then the little trick is you always check the electronics. If you can look back behind the electronics little desk, it's where they like to hide the good stuff.
Yeah.
the stuff that sells well on eBay.
Yep, pretty much.
Which is apparently a lot of the employees' secondary line of income.
Well,
I hate to be that guy that makes that kind of accusation.
Oh, it's true.
But yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Oh no, it's true.
You'd be surprised at the stuff that we would find stashed away at Toys. I mean, yes, Danny and I stashed stuff at Toys R Us all the time.
Oh, you guys, I know Dave stashed stuff all the time.
Yes, but
Dave stashed stuff so much that he forgot where. Like, yes. I remember one time there was a Lord of the Rings figure, and he couldn't remember where he put it. And I was like, "Well, I appreciate the thought, buddy."
Yeah, we would stash stuff, and then if we knew somebody was looking for something, that you know. We had people that sounds really bad. We had people that we would go and pull the stuff out for, and the people we would just tell them, nope, not here. Because people like Al, the Hot Wheels guy, would come in and ask for shit, and we'd be like, nope, don't have any.
Yeah.
Because, well, number one, he's not supposed to be in the store. Number two, he was an asshole.
He was a jerk.
The people that were really rude and jerks, they never got anything. Because, no, number one, you don't deserve it. You're going to be that way. Number two, I remember Dave used to... In front of some of the asshole Hot Wheel guys, Dave would go in the back and he would, because he'd pull all the red lines, like all the, not red lines, but all the hunts out of the box and stash them, especially with the Johnny Lightning stuff when they had rare.
That
Johnny
might have
Lightning
been red
stuff.
Lining, yeah.
He would pull those out and they'd put them all in stock, and then a kid would come in and,
yeah.
And Dave would deliberately, in front of Hot Wheel Clickers, go get the hunt and give it to his mother and go, here, tell your son to have fun with that. So.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. That was fun to watch. You'd see these guys' heads explode, like, ah!
Well, I told you how I met Dave, right? It was like early on in the new Star Wars stuff, and that was back when they had like an aisle in the back.
Yes.
And he brought out, you know, he would do a thing originally where he would bring out a case of Hot Wheels and let the collectors go through it.
Yes.
So he had brought out the case, and it was like in the very back end cap of the very back aisle, and he got distracted by something. And like... This other dude, and I know who, I actually saw him at Toy Man this Sunday. Like, he's always been around, this old dude who comes in from Litchfield. And, like, he came in and he saw the case and he went through it and he pulled out the hunts and he took off. And, of course, I'm, like, looking at the Star Wars stuff and I'm wandering down the aisle. And I get to the end of the aisle right when Dave gets back to the box.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this moment where we lock eyes. And Dave is a really nice guy.
Oh, he's really nice.
But he looks like fucking Lurch.
Yeah,
he's Lurch's second cousin.
Yeah, he's a man who has seen some shit and he could probably kill you.
And he gives me this, he gives me this look, and I'm like, my hands are up. I'm like, I don't have it. I don't do Hot Wheels. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Dave's a good guy. I've run into him a couple times since Toys R Us, and he's always a pleasure. He's one of those guys that.
But the look on his face was murderous.
I've been in an argument with him before as a manager to an employee where he's gotten pissed, and we've gotten an argument about things, and we've always made up afterwards. Always been like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, we got heated. It's not your fault. But he's somebody that I legitimately would have been frightened of had he ever threatened my life. Like, seriously, he's a guy that you would have been like, oh, shit, he can really fucking kill me. Like, legitimately kill me. Like, he was one of those guys.
Yeah.
But the sweetest man.
Yeah, nice guy.
Oh, God. Yeah. He came over and helped me do the roof at the old house on Spring Street before we moved. Like, we redid that roof. He came over and actually helped me redo it because he used to do roofs.
Hmm.
And he just helped me do the whole thing, so... I paid him for it, but he was a great guy. Great guy. Dave and I went to Toy Man this last Sunday.
Wow, okay.
And
just checking the time.
Yeah, I know. We ran into some fans.
We did. Yeah, we can make time for our fans.
Yeah, Rodney Langford was one of them who ran into us.
He's a good guy.
A really good guy, really nice guy. We appreciate him and everyone else who stopped us.
Steve,
yeah.
Ran into Steve on the way. Like, I think you ran into him early, and I ran
think
into
so.
Him
yeah,
when he was
so.
On his way out.
Yeah. Always great to run into fans. It makes Dave and I feel...
And it was also, like, I don't mean to take anything away from guys like Jeff May or Flora Burger or...
No, you know, yeah, no.
But it was neat to meet people that I hadn't met before.
I think I've run into Rodney once or twice at Toy Man before, yeah.
But, like, it was just kind of cool to, like, you know, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to hang out. It's more than just our little club.
Yeah, yeah. Got to hang out with Dealer Dan, which is always fun.
Sure.
I'm
kidding. He's a good guy.
He had a bunch of He-Man stuff, so I dug through weapons and stuff. And
yeah.
I ended up pulling some stuff that I already had and didn't realize, so I was like, see a message. I was like, I get to give you this stuff back, and I'll trade you for stuff that I need. But it was a fun show. It was
a good show. There was some good stuff.
There was some good stuff.
I think skipping a year or two and every now and then, like, you know, you reshuffle the deck.
Yes, that is very true.
There's a lot of vintage Star Wars, which made me happy.
Yeah, Dave was very happy. You bought a lot of oddball.
Like. I bought a lot of weird ass crap. I did get the slot car Star Wars set, which was a sealed box. I paid a big chunk of money for that. That was my Kane County money.
Yeah.
But I got like a lot of weird little like figural erasers and got a cork
some
board.
Napkins.
I did. Yeah. I got some Star Wars and I got some Return of the Jedi napkins.
Yeah, which are awesome.
Yeah. Just like weird, dumb little. There's this one lady who usually sets up near Matt Ulrich, and sometimes near us when we set up in the middle.
Disney.
She goes to Disney all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she had the D23 Star Wars poster.
Yes.
That caused a furor on our group a while back.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I gotta have that because it's a hot toy.
Yeah.
It's illegal. They should be arrested for putting the hot toys on the poster. Fooling the public, so that's actually up in my room.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She always has some good stuff. I spent $80. I took $80 with me, and I spent all of it, like, $5.
Hmm.
And I got home, and I was like, man, I really didn't buy a whole lot, it seems. But
$80 doesn't get you very far, son.
Well, that's true.
But you bought that model kit.
I did. I bought some fun stuff. I bought an old Halosan. It's a Japanese company. They used to do plastic model kits. I think they went
is
out.
Is it Halcyon or Halcyon?
Halcyon or something like that. I think it's Halcyon.
Yeah.
That's
an actual word I've heard before.
Yeah, they did a bunch of like horror sci-fi based kits, plastic model kits. And a guy had the Predator 2 creature, which I thought was great. And he had partially built it. And I only wanted $40 for it. And I was like, eh, all right. I'm like, ah, what the hell? I'm like, I've never owned a really nice like plastic kit that is this nice. Like you start going, I was doing some assembly work on it over the weekend and realizing I was like,
it's the company. I don't know how to put it. It's the four company plastic kit.
Yeah. Like the little spikes on his belt are like a separate piece that you have to like clip off the sprues and glue on. I was like, wow. Jesus God, people.
It's Japan, man.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap, man.
Those people have standards.
Yeah. So I bought that. I finally found Hudson for gargoyles.
Yes, you did.
I needed that figure.
That seemed to be the big hit on the group.
Yeah, yeah. I needed that figure to kind of finish off my base gargoyle set. Like, I'm not going after
like the team,
any of
the,
Yeah, I'm not going after any of the other weird, the second series stuff or any of that. That shit gets way too expensive. And then Dealer Dan, I got a complete Rio Blast and a complete King Hiss.
Hmm.
So I traded him a bunch of Doctor Who stuff I had from that auction in, like, February that was all that you would look through and...
Yeah.
He kind of looked through and I was like, dude, I'll trade you the rest of this. And so he cut me a good deal on him. He had a complete Orko, which I really wanted, but I just didn't have the cash for it. And I felt bad because I would have bought it had I had the extra cash.
Well, I'm so sorry.
But it was complete. Like, had his magic kit, has an instruction sheet, had his ripcord. I was like, oh, I want that Orko so bad.
How much did he want for it?
$50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is about.
I was about to say you could have asked. No, no, you couldn't.
Yeah,
have asked
no,
me.
No, I couldn't have. You were spent.
I've done enough. No, yeah. I had money. I had money when I came home.
No, I wouldn't have asked you for that. That was.
Well, I mean, if it was like $5, I would have given it to you.
Yeah, no, that was a wishful kind of like. But I really wanted Rio Blast and King Hiss because I had those as a kid, and I just hadn't found them in the wild complete for a decent price.
That seems to be a thing you're doing all of a sudden. It's like you got a couple of Joes that you had as a kid. You get a couple of Masters you had as a kid.
Yeah.
No, I'm not criticizing because I do that too.
Right.
But it's just interesting that you're doing that.
Well, I think I finally moved away from the stuff that I'd always wanted as a kid and never had. And now I'm moving back into stuff that I had. Like, I'd really like to find some Sektars for decent price that...
No, good luck.
Yeah, I know, right? One of these days, the
new ones are coming one of these days.
Zyka's shipping them.
Zyka's, they're coming.
They're shipping them, apparently.
Are they shipping them?
Supposedly.
Wow, I deleted that email because I just didn't care. Well, now I feel stupid.
We'll see if they actually show up or not.
I'm sure something will show up.
Probably.
Well, now I feel bad.
Oh, it's all right, dude.
Now I got to click off of our movie ticket, and I'm like, well, see if I can. Okay, we're both playing on our phones at the same time.
I know, right?
Well, that's bad.
We're going to wrap up the show. Dave and I got to get some food still for dinner.
That's kind of why I was checking
our movie. So we'll have more to talk about next week, so make sure you check out the show. Next week, it'll be earlier next week. We waited this week because we knew we were going to go to the movie, so it just made more sense to get together on Friday and do it than earlier in the week, and then again on we'll be back next week with an all new show. Make sure you check that out, and until next time, David,
you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.